Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Fluctus Channel. Since the Wright brothers made the first controlled flight of an airplane at the beginning of the 20th century, aviation has been in constant development, with the creation of new models and systems designed to improve the performance and control of the aircraft. Thus, as planes become larger, like huge cargo planes, or faster and more precise, like fighter jets, new engines and control systems, or avionics, allow these machines to exceed their limits. Aircraft engines today are powerful and fuel efficient, so they can provide significant thrust while reducing fuel consumption and noise. Modern avionics provide management of navigation and automation, increasing the overall flight efficiency and safety. This technological development can be seen in systems like the high-power RAM air turbine, which was developed to provide auxiliary or emergency power in commercial or military applications. Its design consists of a small turbine installed in the aircraft, working as an alternate hydraulic or electrical source when there is a loss in the main power generation. For such cases, the RAT will power vital systems, such as flight controls or flight critical instrumentation, navigation and communications equipment. It is commonly stored in a compartment in the fuselage or wing when the conditions are normal. When there are any issues with the plane, the system can be deployed manually or automatically when there is a complete loss of AC power. While the RAM turbine is deployed, the essential instrumentation uses aircraft batteries to be powered. In some designs, like the one developed by ATGI, the RAT features an internally ducted design, optimizing the airflow through the turbine to maximize power generation while minimizing aerodynamic drag. This is controlled by a series of flaps within the turbine that open or close whenever it is in a standby, startup, exhaust, or fail-safe operation. Considering the importance of this system and the complexity of its mechanisms, inspection and maintenance work must be carried out at a certain period of time. During this process, the RAT is disassembled to access all the internal components, which are carefully inspected by the technicians looking for any type of damage. They select the pieces that require maintenance or replacement. Afterward, those components are fixed and the rotary parts are balanced. Devices like the RAT are known to provide power during emergency situations. However, they are not the only systems with the capacity to deliver additional or support power to the aircraft. This is the case of the independent power source known as the Auxiliary Power Unit, or APU. It allows an aircraft to operate autonomously without dependence on ground support equipment, such as a ground power unit. It works as a small jet engine, which is normally located in the tail cone of the aircraft. But in some cases, it is located in an engine nacelle or the wheel well. When running, the APU provides energy to aircraft systems as well as bleed air for air conditioning and engine start. Almost any pilot will tell you that the hardest part of their job isn't the flying, but the landing. Indeed, bringing an aircraft weighing tens of thousands of pounds down to Earth can be challenging enough. But what about cases where runway length is limited? And what about situations where a large plane might need to land on a smaller runway? Finally, what about emergencies regarding landing gear or brakes? These are real situations that both commercial and military pilots need to deal with every day. Fortunately, some engineers are exploring new ways to make the process safer than ever before. This is the Engineered Materials Arrestor System, or EMAS. It is essentially a bed of special material placed at the end of a runway for the purpose of stopping an out-of-control aircraft. The materials used in the construction of the EMAS are specifically designed to absorb energy and crush under the weight of the aircraft. The current technology involves concrete blocks dense enough to bring a plane to a stop after just a few meters. This minimizes not only the chance of injury, but also any damage to the aircraft itself. The engineers behind the EMAS system refer to it as a runaway truck ramp for airplanes. As the forward energy of the plane is redirected into the material, the aircraft simply comes to a stop. Overruns and runway excursions are extremely dangerous, as they often cause the landing gear to buckle, creating friction that could start a fire. The EMAS is the perfect combination of weight and density to bring the plane to a safe, controlled stop. Since the EMAS bed is modular in design, airports need only replace those specific blocks affected by the out-of-control aircraft. More importantly, the airport or landing strip can remain open throughout. Even in ideal landing conditions, problems can arise if the landing gear is not properly maintained and inspected. One of the companies leading the charge on landing gear revitalization and repair is France's Safran. The company not only designs and manufactures top-of-the-line landing gear systems, but it has done so for companies like Airbus, Boeing, and Sukhoi. Upon receiving an old or damaged landing gear system, Safran techs immediately put the materials through a comprehensive four-step process. First, the landing gear is disassembled and thoroughly cleaned. Next, the parts are carefully inspected for wear or damage. This is done both visually and digitally to ensure the best results. Next, the Safran team carefully machines and refurbishes each component. The protective coatings are then reapplied, just as they would during the initial construction. Finally, the entire landing gear system is carefully reassembled, resulting in a like-new product that can be confidently reinstalled aboard the aircraft. Of course, not all aircraft land the same way. In the case of aircraft like the V-22 Osprey and F-35B, you have the capacity for vertical takeoffs and landings, not unlike a helicopter. At Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst in New Jersey, the Air Force Civil Engineer Center asked its engineers to come up with a VTOL landing pad. In this case, the engineers decided on AM2 matting, which is very common for military applications. Each pad consists of four interlocking edges that can be connected to create landing surfaces of various sizes. The result is a landing pad that can be installed virtually anywhere to reduce the strain on aircraft and their landing gear. The United States Air Force also has some ideas about how to effectively stop an out-of-control aircraft. Here at Moody Air Force Base, they've installed and certified the BAK-12 Aircraft Arrest System. This is a multi-disc rotary energy-absorbing mechanism, similar to the aft part of an aircraft's catabar system. It consists of an arresting cable that stretches over the runway. The cable is supported by several rubber wheels that lift it just a few inches off the ground. If an airplane is in trouble or simply needs to come to a quick stop, it can deploy a tail hook to catch the cable. This transfers the energy to a rotary mechanism, allowing for a safe stop. Nowadays, technology has helped to minimize the risk of training pilots drastically. A big part of this is due to the invention of high-quality, ultra-realistic simulators, like this one for the F-16 Fighting Falcon. These simulators are capable of accurately modeling a wide variety of mission types, weapon systems, and ordnances. Its 360-degree display gives trainee pilots an entirely realistic experience that almost perfectly mimics actual flight. Best of all, this sort of training can be accomplished anywhere without putting any personnel or equipment at risk. Last but not least, it saves the U.S. military millions of dollars in fuel and man hours. Of course, no single invention since the parachute has saved more pilots' lives than the ejection seat. In the early days, pilots simply had to climb out of their cockpits and hope they didn't strike the wing or tail on the way. As aircraft got faster and faster, it became necessary to catapult the pilot as far away from the plane as possible using a special seat equipped with high-powered rocket boosters. Over the course of decades, these seats were refined over and over again to maximize safety and capabilities. With modern systems, pilots can eject while on the ground and still deploy their parachutes to minimize injury. Because they are so important in the case of an emergency, all aircraft egress systems undergo frequent inspections and repairs to make sure they're in the best condition. This work is typically accomplished by men and women from the Aircrew Egress System Shop. Over the course of several hours, these highly trained technicians will remove the seat system and completely dismantle it. If they find anything that is damaged, worn, or needs replacing, they will address it immediately. Until the chair is completely recertified, it will not be returned to the cockpit. It's also important that the pilots themselves know what to do once they eject. This is where parachute training is absolutely invaluable. In many cases, this is done simply by having the trainees jump out of an actual aircraft. In recent years, however, the U.S. military has developed special simulators capable of recreating the ejection experience. These simulators are also handy in teaching alternative egress methods and in showing trainees how to steer their parachutes so they can get on the ground safely after their first jump. That's the end of this video. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any of our new content. See you next time.